This is Audible.
Hi, I'm Billy Crystal, and I want to welcome you to this live performance of Have a Nice Day. Well, see, it was live, but we recorded it at New York's famous Minetta Lane Theater in front of a live audience. As you may be able to hear throughout the recording, the actors read from their script books on music stands, but we moved around a little bit, and we had live sound effects on stage. We wanted to not only create a strong narrative, but also a soundscape. Now, even though this started out as a screenplay, it's come to life more like an audio drama, a movie for the ears in front of a live audience, performed on stage and only for Audible. Sit back, relax, and have a nice play.
Thank you.
Tonight is directed by a good friend of mine. He's a Tony Award winner, John Rando. Kicking off our cast is our Foley artist, Lear Leary. These are two young, very funny performers. They're going to play a number of different characters tonight. Robert King and Chris Cafaro. She also will be playing a few different characters. She was the voice of the animated hit movie Pocahontas. Please welcome Irene Bedard. From The Hangover, he was the guy who was supposed to be married. He had the worst hangover of all, Justin Bartha. She had her own talk show on BET. She's really funny and terrific actress as well, Robin Thede. She was the voice of Moana, and she's a lovely young actress, Oli'i Cravalho. Seven years on SNL, hilarious, Rachel Dratch. Double the seven, you get 14 years on SNL, and he's currently the announcer of SNL. He's playing three different characters tonight, Daryl Hammond. I first saw him in Hamilton at the Public. He originated the role of George Washington. And now he's on Bull, which is a terrific series. He's a great guy and a phenomenal actor. Please welcome Chris Jackson. Well, it doesn't get much better than this. I'm just thrilled that she said yes. Four-time Oscar nominee, Annette Bening. And I don't know, this has been an awesome experience working with him. I saw him in Present Laughter on Broadway recently. It was astounding. I called him. I said, we got this thing. He said, I'm there. What's his name? The one and only Kevin Kline. And to top it off, you have to have a narrator. And I really called in a big one, and we landed him. He's an icon. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and the only, Mr. Dick Cavett.
Have a Nice Day by Billy Crystal and Quentin Peoples. Welcome to an ordinary morning in a bedroom of average size, nothing particularly surprising to see here, but it's the occupant of the four-poster bed that should truly give us pause. It's a man, fully dressed in coat and tie. His name is David Murray. He's sleeping rather fitfully on the flowery comforter. Tossing and turning as sunlight fills the room, it appears he is alone. The clock on the bedside table reads 6 a.m., and then even in sleep, our man senses something odd. Something has changed inside the room, or rather, more precisely, someone.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hi.
Who are you?
Shh. It's okay. Don't get upset.
Help! Help!
Please, please, please. Nobody can hear you.
What do you mean, nobody can hear me?
You're in a suspended state. It's that moment between sleep and awake.
Oh, my God. I'm having a hallucination. I knew that clams on a pizza was a bad idea.
Hallucination? Listen, I know we just met, but that's kind of offensive.
Oh, a hallucination with feelings. Just my luck.
I know. It's a weak spot for me. I'm trying, but change is hard.
No, you need to get out of here.
I can't. I'm here to take you.
To take me? Where?
To eternity. It's your time. Today's your day.
Jessup! We have a situation!
Could you use your inside voice, please? I have a slight anxiety disorder, and all the yelling really does something. I start to sweat.
Listen, I don't know who you are or what your story is, but you need to get out of here right away, or the consequences will be... How did you lock that door from right there? I'm telling you, you are in big, big, big trouble.
Yeah, but I hate to do the hocus-pocus thing, really, because it doesn't work out so well for me. Hey, you're not going to need a long white hallway and a light at the end, are you? Because it always ends up looking like a broom closet with a light bulb and a string. You know, the effects department isn't what it used to be.
I'm dreaming. Am I dreaming?
No. This is the day you die.
Die?
Hate to be the one to tell you, but that's my job. Now, you're going to say,
why me?
Yeah, see? You're all the same. The shouting, the dream thing, the why me?
You're death? You can't possibly be death.
I'm not. I work for death. I'm sort of a repo man.
You're wearing a tracksuit. Yeah. I mean, it's not quite what I pictured.
I know. Jerry, back at the office, told me it was casual day. That guy's a dick.
I'm sorry. I just need to process this. I mean, it's a lot. Honestly, why me?
I'm not told why. I just get now. And speaking of which, it's the end of my shift, so I'd like to get moving. Come on, it's been a long one.
That's a lot of paper you've got in your pocket.
Yeah, we're still analog. There's an invoice. There's an invoice for you here somewhere in my manual.
What if I said I wasn't going?
Oh, I'd be so surprised.
What if I said you can't make me?
What are you, six? I can make you. It's just twice the work for me, and my sciatica is flaring up. So please, let's go.
No, wait. This isn't fair. I mean, look around. There's nobody here. Everybody should have a chance to say goodbye. My wife's out of the country. And it's my daughter's graduation day from high school. Just think. Every time she thinks about her graduation day, she'll remember it as the day her father died.
Yeah, that would be horrible.
Why should other people suffer?
It isn't a perfect system. But it's worked pretty well for a long time, so we should probably get going.
Am I dead right now?
Just about.
What do you mean, just about?
Look at the bed.
Oh, my God. Is that my body?
Yeah, pretty cool, huh? You're here, but you're there. You're here, but you're there. You're here,
no.
But you're there.
Please, I'm begging you not to do this.
Oh, no. You're not going to be one of those beggars, are you? They give me the night shift because most people die in their sleep. It's easier. They know I can't deal with the crying and the hysterics. See, look at my armpits. I'm sweating like a pig here. Heart palpitations. I get anxious. I start to gag. Now I'm going to have to start counting backwards from 30 with my head between my legs. You happy?
Yeah, now, maybe... do you want to sit down?
Yeah, I think maybe I should. Nice comforter. Crate and Barrel?
No, my wife made that.
Oh, it's very talented. It's very nice.
Now, you said you had to take me today, right?
Yeah.
What is today, technically?
That's a trick question.
No, you didn't say we had to go at this moment. You said today. Does that mean I have 24 hours or until midnight? What exactly constitutes a day?
Are you a lawyer?
Don't hold that against me. I was. I am not now. Look, I need this day just to say goodbye. My wife loves me. My daughter needs me.
Please stop. Stop with that. 30, 29, no. 28.
I'm not one to beg, but I'm telling you, I need this.
Okay. All right. I really said today?
Yes.
Oh, maybe I can do something. Where did I put that manual? Damn it, this is the second one I lost. Why couldn't you just get hit by a truck or poisoned by a Russian or something?
Please, you said today.
All right. I guess I can give you into 1 second before midnight.
How about a full 24?
No, no. That would be tomorrow. Don't push me.
All right. Great. Thank you. Really. Thank you so much. Why are you touching my chest?
It's just a minor adjustment. Your heart will stop beating in 1 second before midnight. I'll see you then. Have a nice day.
Oh, my God. He's... Oh, what the...
Sir? Sir, are you in there? Sir?
Yes, well... Wasn't that door locked?
No, sir. Should it have been?
No.
I hate to disturb you, Mr. President, but your first meeting's in an hour. Breakfast is in the kitchen.
It's 10 minutes later, or 17 hours, 49 minutes, 59 seconds, until 1 second before midnight. But who's counting?
Charles, when you were... coming down the hall to get me this morning, did you happen to pass a little guy in a track suit, sort of pale, nervous?
No, sir. No one's been admitted to the living quarters. I would know. Are you feeling all right?
I have a little headache. I had a terrible dream.
Would you like an aspirin?
No. I'm fine. Have you seen Lila?
She's in the kitchen.
What time did she come in?
I didn't check the log this morning. Would you like me to?
You know, you're a terrible liar, Charles. There's a little twitch near your left eye. Gives you away every time.
I'm certain that's allergy-related.
Uh-huh. Okay. Maybe I should just let the First Lady deal with her. What time does Catherine's plane land?
11:03 at Andrews, sir.
Right.
You know, if you don't mind my saying so, I think you look splendid in this blue suit.
Oh, I thank you.
But I'm confused by your choice of footwear. Typically, flip-flops will be only appropriate around a swimming pool.
No, I agree, but you see, my feet must have swelled up in the night. Nothing fits. Do you think that's a bad sign?
I don't know what you mean, but allow me to find you a proper pair of shoes.
All right. That's great. I'm going to go have breakfast with Lila.
David steps into the private kitchen in the living quarters of the White House, and it's an embarrassment of formica and laminate. At a small table in the center of the room sits the president's daughter, Lila, age 17, working the Washington Post crossword puzzle while checking her social media feeds. Yeah, she's that smart.
Drudge just dissed you on your pipeline bill. The retweets are in the thousands.
When was this?
2 minutes ago. Aren't you going to respond?
No. I mean, yes. No, not... Well, not now.
You've got to control the story or the story controls you. That's what you always say.
Ooh.
Aren't you going to check that?
No. No, I need a few... What time did you come in from your party?
Help me out. 18 across, 6 letters. Caught between the thoracic and sacral.
What time did you get in?
That's more than 6 letters.
Lila?
Like about 1-ish.
I know that's not true. I waited in your room.
What? Why were you in my room? You can't just go up there, Dad.
I wanted to tell you good night. And then I saw you weren't there, and I waited till I fell asleep.
You slept in my room? That's so weird.
Lila, just tell me. Did you just come in right now? You were out all night with Derek, weren't you?
What difference does that make?
There's a protocol, Lila. Do you know what'll happen to me if the press gets hold of this?
Oh, this isn't about the press. It's about Derek. You hate him.
I don't hate anybody. You ditched your detail.
I'd be worried about that if I were you. If I can slip away from those guys.
We talked about this.
Last night's party was not a threat to national security like Canada is.
It's not about national security. It's about your security. Wait a minute. Whoa, whoa, whoa. What is that on your neck? What the hell is that?
What does it look like?
It's a tattoo. Jesus. Lila, why on earth?
Dad, it's my body.
That's going to look just great when you're 65 or 70.
I knew you wouldn't understand. You know what? It's actually the Chinese symbol for...
Big mistake.
Metamorphosis.
Does your mother know about this?
I don't want you to come.
What?
To the graduation today.
Honey, I'm the commencement speaker.
Well, so have an international crisis or something.
I'm your father. I'm not going to miss your graduation. Sorry, I can't do this one for you. Oh, Jonathan, leave me alone.
You didn't ask me if it was okay to come speak at my graduation. You don't care what anybody thinks anymore. You just do whatever you want.
I thought you would like it.
Guys with guns? The helicopters hovering? That's not a graduation. That's a release day for a new iPhone.
Look. Sorry, honey. I do have to take this call.
Why is that your ringtone?
Because no one ever calls me with good news. Good morning, Susan. Yes, I'm on my way down right now. And the word you're looking for is lumbar.
L-U-M... Why are you always right?
And so we join the president on his walk from the residence to the West Wing. Staff members appear from behind doors, emerge from stairwells, and in what has become known as the Spicer maneuver, appear miraculously out of shrubbery. Today is no different.
Mr. President, 5 minutes?
15 texts before breakfast, Jonathan? That's a record. And here comes Susan on the outside.
Good morning, Mr. President. Jonathan, you cannot cut in front of me like that. I am the chief of staff.
No, but I was here first. That's the rule.
This is not Starbucks. It is the West Wing of the White House.
I see you're already hitting the Maalox, Jonathan.
It's press conference day. I'll chug at least two of these before lunch. It would be easier if I was on a drip.
The press conference is going to be just fine. Don't worry.
Well, except that our friend, Senator Dolinger, switched sides. They're going to call a vote later today, and we're going to lose.
Andrew flipped? Why?
Not sure. He's avoiding us. You need to step in, sir.
Well, I can't. I've got important things today. I've got military briefings, Girl Scouts, and then the First Lady arrives with the African orphans.
Press conference.
What is there, a press conference? That's the first I've heard of it.
Yeah, see, now you are just messing with me. Just like that, it turned into a three-bottle day.
Good morning, Jessup.
Good morning, Mr. President. Mr. Novak, Ms. Kern.
When the Secret Service shows up, it is my cue to leave.
Mine too.
I won't take it personally. If you alert me sooner, sir, I can cut them off.
Oh, that's all right. No, I was hoping to get a couple of minutes alone, but...
Good morning, everyone.
Yeah, listen, I want Bob and Marty taken off of Lila's detail.
Well, I'm sorry about that, sir. She's tricky.
No, El Chapo was tricky. This is a 17-year-old girl who now has a tattoo. Those guys are lucky they still have their jobs. Tonight is her post-graduation party. We need to get through tonight without a piercing or a head shaving or anything like that.
Understood, sir.
Now, we find ourselves entering the Oval Office. David's executive assistant, Florence, waits just inside the door.
Good morning, Mr. President.
Good morning. I need some aspirin, Florence.
Right away. Girl Scouts will be here in 3 minutes, and Charles brought these shoes for you. Folder on your desk has a speech for Lila's graduation, and could you please look at the notes for the press conference?
Oh, Jonathan texted you too?
Direct message on my new Instagram account. Ugh, I hate him.
I'll deal with him.
Thank you.
What the hell is that? When did that get here?
Just arrived, sir. It's a statue the First Lady sent from Mozambique. It's a Makande maternity goddess.
Are those her...
breasts? Yes, sir. I assume you'd be familiar.
I know what breasts are. I'm just wondering what she's doing with them.
She is feeding two children.
Well, that certainly can't be here when the Girl Scouts come.
Why not? Oh, it's perfect. Cookies and milk.
Not today, Florence. Please. That has to go.
No,
seriously.
It's too late. It's too late. Here they are.
Oh, God. Hello. Come on in.
I would like to present Girl Scout Troop 149 from Barrington, Rhode Island.
Hi, Mr. President.
Welcome to the Oval Office. I'm actually the janitor. The president will be right in. Let me tell you a couple of things about the Oval Office. First of all, and most importantly, it's oval. Because I knew that, I got to be president. over here.
What's that?
Oh.
She has really big boobies. With babies hanging off them.
Listen,
what's coming out of her booty?
An elephant.
A water buffalo.
Ew, gross.
No. I wouldn't touch it. No. Maybe we should just get that picture. Anybody want to take a picture with the president?
How did she get a water buffalo up her?
Florence, is the photographer ready?
Yeah, he's right here, sir. Okay, everyone say fitment. 3, 2, 1.
The flash didn't go off.
What the hell? Wait a minute. What did you do to everybody? They're frozen in place.
It's cool, huh? Yeah. They're fine. Yeah, trust me, they won't remember anything, but I had to talk to you.
Why are you back? You said 1 second before midnight.
Yeah. But that's before I knew you are the president.
That makes a difference?
To me, it does. This is the biggest thing that's ever happened.
Oh, is that why you changed your clothes?
Yeah. I can't take the president back to the yard looking like Bill Belichick. This is my best suit.
Well, you're not taking me now?
No. A deal's a deal. I want to see what this is like. I won't get in the way, I promise.
Wait, what? You're going to be hanging around?
Yeah, normally I just come and go like the wind. Don't spend too much time, but this is a special occasion, don't you think?
No, look, I really can't have you hovering around.
Don't worry about a thing. I can take care of myself. Do they give tours here? You know, I got a lot of time to kill, so That sounded terrible. That's a bad choice of words. Time to kill.
Yeah, I get it.
I didn't mean it like that.
My God, this... I'm not dreaming. This is real.
And now we find David inside an MRI machine, getting a full body scan, which he just ordered for himself. Dr. Sheridan, the president's personal physician, looks over the scans from the lead-lined observation room, and a worried Florence is there, along with Susan Kern.
Doctor, are you sure you don't see a clot, an embolism, a leaky valve, anything?
Sir, please remain perfectly still and do not talk, Mr. President.
Why are my feet swollen? Could it be congestive heart failure?
Maybe it's the clams you had on that pizza.
Good God, what the hell? How did you get in here?
Am I making you uncomfortable?
Kind of.
Mr. President, everything okay? Who are you talking to?
Nobody. I'm just feeling a little claustrophobic in here. I'm guessing that they can't see you.
No, only the one I come for can see me.
I think I'm going to pull you out, sir.
Yeah, it's okay. A lot of people have trouble.
We should have given you the sedative.
Yeah, I took one just to watch.
You see what you've done?
Yeah, well, this is classic Kubler-Ross. I get it. Denial. But if you could just skip over anger, bargaining, and depression and jump to acceptance, that would be great. Because, well, we got kind of a time crunch here.
Okay, sir, slow getting up. It can be a little disorienting. Look,
I know this seems weird.
Sir, patient, doctor, confidentiality, sir. You have no need to worry.
Well, it's not you that we're worried about. Doctor, it's the lab techs, the parking attendant. Anyone who has seen us can post our movements on social media. Then we've got a real problem, as if we didn't have enough going on already. And now I'm having to reschedule the entire day to make unscheduled stops at hospitals.
Airports.
What?
Yeah, we have to stop Ed Andrews. I want to pick up my wife.
What, Mr. President? Can we discuss this?
No. And I want to ride there alone. I need time to think.
And so we find ourselves spirited away in the Beast. code name of the president's limo. Now, why is it called the Beast? Well, it has a sealed cabin capable of withstanding a nuclear, biological, chemical attack, ballistic armoring, infrared smoke screen and oil slick deployment capability, night vision, infrared driving systems, and even a supply of the president's blood. It's a hybrid. It's one sweet ride. The president scrolls his messages while talking on his iPhone.
Is this real leather?
I'm going to have to call you back. Listen, this disappearing, reappearing thing, it's getting annoying.
Really? More annoying than constantly checking your cell phone?
I have to stay connected.
To your phone?
To the world. It's my job.
Oh, that sounds like a rationalization. But maybe if you stayed more connected to this world rather than your phone, you'd have a better day considering it is your last one. But hey, that's just me.
Why do you even care?
You know, that's a really good question. A lot of people around the office think I have boundary issues.
Here comes Angel Budinsky.
Do you find it odd that I'm the one who's dying here, but we keep talking about your problems?
Yeah. That is kind of weird. Speaking of which, what are you going to tell your wife about all this? I was thinking, maybe we should role play.
I'm not role playing anything with you.
Well, we did it all the time, and basic training helps you plan conflict resolution strategies. Or was that empathy building? Whatever. It's fun. Ready? How was your day, dear?
Stop.
Dear was too much? Was it a little too Eleanor Roosevelt? All right. Something seems to be on your mind. Would you want to talk about it?
You're terrible at this.
I know. Maybe that's why I can't pass the guardian angel test.
There's a test?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I did all right on the multiple choice. But then they take you out on a test run, and, well, the thing with the sweating and the anxiety and
I remember.
So, here I am.
Yeah. Death Squad.
Oh, you make it sound sexier than it is.
We're 5 minutes out, Mr. President.
Oh, thank you, Jessup.
Well, he seems nice.
A real friend.
You're lucky to have one of those.
Tell me, what do people usually say to their wives in these moments?
Well, you know, I don't like to listen in generally, but the few times I have, there seems to be a little apologizing. And that goes away quickly, and then there's...
What?
A lot of silence and just being together.
Oh, so I should just not say anything? You're confusing.
No, I mean, maybe, you know, I don't know. Maybe, who knows? But I never really stop to think about it a lot. They talk about tiny things, daily things that aren't very dramatic. But you're the president, right? So you should have big, epic things to work out.
Yeah.
Right this way, Mr. President. The plane is taxiing into position.
And now the president steps out of his limo and heads across the tarmac. Air Force Two is coming to a halt as Susan Curran and Florence emerge from the motorcade behind him. They keep a respectable distance.
Listen, Jessup texted me and said that he spent the entire ride babbling to himself in the back seat. And you saw him at the doctor's. I mean, when this is over, I want to take them back to the White House and then move him to Camp David.
He'll never go for it. They're going to vote on the pipeline this afternoon. He's got the press conference.
Florence, I swear to God, have you not been listening? The president is having a nervous breakdown. Okay? Yeah, there's more at stake here than a piece of legislation and a bunch of reporters. Look, I've got Jonathan covering all the news feeds. And no one has mentioned the visit to Bethesda yet, but now people are going to see us out here and start to wonder. So just help me out, please.
I'll have Charles start packing a bag.
Thank you.
David hasn't heard any of this because his sole focus is the door to Air Force Two that is opening, and suddenly dozens of orphan children begin to descend the steps where aid workers greet them. They're followed by the First Lady, Catherine Murray, and David moves quickly and takes her in his arms, hugging her.
Oh! Whoa, David!
Hi!
What's going on? Honey, the press is taking pictures. This isn't...
No, I don't care.
You're pulling my hair a little.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. I just wasn't expecting.
Yeah, I know. I'm sort of improvising here.
Yeah, it's not like you.
Well, yeah, I know.
Something wrong? Is Lila okay?
Oh, yeah. No.
Sorry, to break this up, Mr. President. The Senate is calling the vote at 1 p.m., so if we don't do something now, then...
I'm going to need 10 minutes with Senator Dullinger ahead of the vote. And I've got someone special I want at that meeting. I'll text you the contact information.
Yes, sir.
Catherine, can you ride with me?
Well, I need to finish up here. There's press to do, and
I'm not asking.
David, this is important. I've spent a great deal of time and energy, and I...
Catherine, there is nothing more important than what I need to talk to you about.
Okay. Give me a minute. I'll join you at the car. Susan, do you want to tell me what is going on here?
I have no idea, but it's bad. I'm doing what I can, but he is clearly going through something.
What are you saying?
He's acting strange. More like a manic episode, a nervous breakdown. Neither of those sound good, but it's...
Then what is he doing out here?
You know how he is. Forceful. He insisted.
Tell me exactly what's been happening.
So, while the First Lady is brought up to speed by the Chief of Staff, let's rejoin the President, who is slipping back into the beast.
How'd it go?
I think it would be better if you just rode up in the front seat.
You didn't tell her.
Look, I can't announce that I'm dying on the tarmac at Andrews Air Force Base.
So you're a pull-the-Band-Aid-off-slowly kind of guy.
There's a right time and place for everything.
I'm here to tell you, Mr. President, there is only right here and right now.
Will you just get up there with Jessup?
He scares me a little.
You are the angel of death. There is literally nobody or nothing at all that is scarier than you.
Oh, but there is. Have you ever seen Larry King step out of a shower? I came to his gym to get a trainer with an embolism, and I thought, oh, I'll cut through the locker room, and there he was. He's one of those no-towel types. When it's his time, I'm not taking him.
This conversation is making me feel a little queasy.
Yeah, you asked.
Well, so, everything all right?
I suppose. What is going on, David? I feel like there is something that you're not telling me.
Well, for starters, Lila got a tattoo.
A tattoo?
Yeah, on her neck last night.
Guess we should have seen that coming.
What do you mean?
With all the chaos and everything going on.
Oh.
You know, she's bound to rebel.
What chaos?
David, your reelection campaign. Her graduation. Our problems.
Well, yeah, I realize. We're not in the best place.
Now, I don't want to make this all about us. I'm trying to figure out what is wrong with you.
Well, what do you mean?
Susan told me everything. You've been acting strange all morning. You're scaring people.
It's been a weird morning.
I'm worried. What's going on?
Well, are we all right? I mean, when you left on this trip for Africa, it felt like something was really broken between us.
So that's it. You're worried I'm gonna leave?
It was a pretty serious fight, you gotta admit. Mm. And then I haven't heard from you.
Well, I needed a little breathing room. I need time to think.
About what?
About what do I really... You didn't ask us. You didn't bring Lila and me into the conversation before just announcing your reelection campaign.
Oh, my God, how many times do I have to apologize for that?
But look, okay, that's just the symptom, okay? There's something deeper. This was all your dream, David. And I went along with it. I mean, who wouldn't, right? Independent, free-thinking congressman comes out of nowhere and wins. But in the end, it takes over everything. I started to hope it would only be 4 years, and then we'd be gone. So when you announced you were going to run again without even telling me, I saw a huge chunk of my life disappear.
I haven't gotten anything done that I really wanted to do.
Listen to yourself. How many I's are in that sentence?
Okay.
I'm lost here. I want to go back to my life. Okay, I miss my painting.
You can still paint?
No, I can't. I'm not inspired anymore, and it's terrifying me. Ever since the election, when I'd show you a new work, I could see you're thinking, how is this going to affect me in the polls?
I love your paintings. I love them.
Then why did you veto 3 shows I wanted to mount? And why do all my paintings end up in your private office or in our bedroom where no one can see them?
I just thought that a nude self-portrait of the First Lady might be a distraction in the Oval Office.
That's exactly my point. I've become mother to the country, a symbol, and that, I didn't choose that. It's not me. Remember when I walked across the lawn to meet the helicopter?
Yeah, and you were barefoot.
It was breaking news for an entire day. That's not breaking news. I'm from Oregon. I didn't even wear shoes until I was 10. Sometimes I just wish we could have our old life back.
I see.
And there are things I haven't resolved, okay? Things that take time.
Time? Time. I don't even know where to start with this.
David, what is wrong? Something else is bothering you.
I agree with you about our old life. I understand that I missed things that were important. I want to make it up to you. I... Jessup? Is that a grocery store?
Yes, sir. Seems to be.
Have the driver pull over.
I wouldn't recommend an unscheduled stop, sir.
Just do it.
David, what's going on?
I just want you to know that I have heard you every time you asked for something. And I'm sorry that I haven't always responded in the way I should have. But starting right now, this very minute, let's just live for the moment. Right here, right now.
The presidential motorcade pulls into a supermarket, previously known primarily for a listeria outbreak in 1984, and that's all about to change.
Supermarket shopping spree!
Are you kidding? Are we really doing this?
Well, you want our old life. Well, here it is. You still remember the rules?
You get a cart, I get a cart.
Yeah. And I'll meet you at the cashier in under 10 minutes.
Okay, what are we making?
A little pasta, a little salad.
Okay, under 20 bucks.
Piece of cake.
That's extra.
Go.
Jessup, you have to do something.
I'm on POTUS. I've got a team covering the First Lady. That's the best I can do.
Jonathan is going to shit a chicken. Right. Hey, Jonathan.
Yeah?
Don't put me on speaker.
Why?
We've made an unscheduled stop at the Piggly Wiggly.
What?
I repeat, the Piggly Wiggly!
We find the President of the United States hovering over Roma tomatoes as shoppers scramble for their cell phones. Jessup does his best to make sure no one comes near.
So, I'm happy to see you took my advice.
There you are. Come over here. Yeah, maybe this'll make up for some of the mistakes I made.
Oh, so how did she take them when you told her?
Well, I haven't gotten to that yet.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the sooner you do it, the better. Keeping secrets in a marriage is bad news. I mean, I'm not sure how I know that, but I've got a strong feeling about it.
Well, I know. It's, yeah. But listen, I just need to know more. I want to know about everything. Come over here, near the cereals. Jessup, keep everyone away.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Just tell me how this works. No hallways, no bright lights?
No. Just you and me. Walking and... Captain Crunch! I'm sorry.
You and me walking on clouds?
Do you need clouds? Because I have to call ahead and order those. We outsource them, so...
No. No clouds.
Good. So, we walk up to the blender.
Blender?
I mean, that's what I call it. I mean, I'm sure it has an official name, but that's what it does. Your soul goes in there, and all the stuff from your earthly life, memories, bad habits, it's all extracted, leaving only your goodness. It's transference, or transformative. I get those mixed up.
I won't remember anything.
No.
Will my parents be there?
I have no idea. It doesn't matter.
Well, I won't know my parents? I won't recognize my wife or Lila when it's their time. I mean, I thought the whole point of the afterlife was that we're all together again.
You know, they tried that in the beginning. It just didn't really work out that way. Why didn't you call? I thought you knew I was coming. You were always late. Why do you sit at my place? You shouldn't be talking while I'm eating. What are you doing? Are you going to finish that soda? And then they had the same problems they had down here, except for eternity.
No, No feelings, no memories.
You know, I'm making it sound worse than it is. It's actually quite pleasant. I mean, you know, for most people.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing.
No.
It's all good.
What? Is it going to hurt?
No. Not at all.
Well, then tell me.
It's kind of personal.
Oh, we're back to you again. I see. Well, tell me anyway. I want to know. I'm not going to tell anybody. Who would I tell?
The quality control problem I mentioned?
Yeah.
I didn't blend well. I remember things.
Like what?
Bolognese sauce. Why would I remember bolognese sauce? And also, I love Louis Armstrong. But I don't know who the hell that is. Do you know Louis Armstrong?
Of course.
It's like little flashes. Little lightning storms of perfume or music or a conversation somewhere, and then it's gone. To tell you the truth, it's driving me nuts. No one else has it. And I can't talk about it with anybody. If they find out, they kill me. Again. See, I'm not cut out for this job.
Yeah, I'm beginning to notice that. Yeah. Listen, can we keep moving? Catherine's going to beat me to the checkout stand. Oh, damn, why do I always get the cart with the bum wheel?
You're very, very competitive.
It's sort of a job requirement.
A lot of people in my division are just like you. You know, you're lucky you got me. Most of the others, they go, they get, no conversation. Rule number one in this business, don't get involved. If Death knew that I was talking to you like this...
What? You've seen Death?
No, but you know when she's in the office.
Mr. President, everything okay?
Sure. Why?
Well, if you could keep the talking to yourself to a minimum. Everyone in the store has a cell phone camera, and I can't possibly...
No, I understand. Sure. Okay, yeah, I'll keep it down. Sorry. Yeah. Have you seen the pasta section?
I think we just passed it.
Okay. Do you want anything, Jessup?
I could go for some Cheetos.
Coming right up.
So, as the president, the Secret Service, and the man with no name begin to search for Rigatoni, we find the First Lady and Susan Kern near the leafy greens.
So, everyone's been informed.
Yes, the vice president has been alerted. The medical staff has already arrived at Camp David, so it looks like we're good to go. I'm not sure how Jonathan's going to spin this, but that's his job.
And the vote in the Senate?
Guess we're going to have to give that up.
And Lila's graduation?
Oh, God, if he melted down there?
Oh, devastating. Oh,
if we don't get him out of the public eye quickly.
Yes.
I mean, this all looks very Clinton at McDonald's cool, but there are so many people watching. I'm worried.
I can handle it. Let's just proceed as planned.
Hello. Look what I found. Bolognese sauce.
You hate bolognese sauce.
Really? I'm dead, and I still love it.
Yeah, well, I thought we'd just try it.
Okay, just put it back. It's too expensive. We're making fresh anyway. Just don't forget the garlic, the fresh oregano, and some of those golden mushrooms.
I thought you were the most powerful man in the world.
I'll put the sauce back.
Thank you.
Wow, if Congress could see how quickly you folded on that.
Will you just shut it.
I'm sorry, ma'am. What exactly are we doing here again?
We're having fun.
As it happens, Catherine beats David to the checkout line, and they find that their combined ingredients total to be...
$18.74.
Oh, God. Guess what? I don't have any cash on me.
Oh, God, I don't either. I sent my bags ahead.
Oh,
credit card? Are you a Piggly Wiggly Rewards member?
Astonishing as it may seem, I am not. Uh-huh. Are you, dear?
Well, you know, you do get double pig points if you apply today.
Oh, I just don't think I have time. Oh, wait, I do have a credit card. Wait, but I haven't used it for years.
Not possible, sir. It's too easy to hack into your account.
Okay. Can I get a manager to cashier number 4, please?
No need for that, sir. Here's $20.
Oh, thank you, Jessup.
Paper or plastic?
Oh, paper, please. We don't use plastic bags anymore. We're in the process of getting the
time
EPA.
Time to go.
We now find the president and the first lady alone in their bedroom. Our man with no name seems to have disappeared.
Are you looking for someone?
Well, kind of.
Susan stayed downstairs.
No, not.
David, you are acting strange, and I need to tell you something.
No, wait. This is my responsibility. I need to explain. And, well, it's going to sound weird, but I know I can trust you.
Of course.
I've been having experiences. At first, I thought it was, just a hallucination.
What kind of hallucination?
Well, there's a man. He appeared to me out of nowhere.
When?
This morning, when I woke up.
You were dreaming.
No, I was dead.
What?
Well, or half dead. Kind of. In an in-between place, he said.
David, you're scaring me.
No. It's okay. Just let me finish. I didn't believe it at first, but then he came to the Oval Office and he froze the Girl Scouts.
Did anyone else see frozen Girl Scouts?
Not frozen like ice, frozen in this position.
Please don't stand like that. It's not helping.
He can stop time.
Why did he stop time?
To prove to me that I'm going to die today.
You think you're going to be assassinated by this man?
No. This isn't... He's basically an angel of death come to claim me. But I talked him out of it, at least until 1 second before midnight tonight. Maybe I made a mistake telling you this. This is probably something that I should have just kept to myself, but I can't do this.
Do what?
I can't say goodbye.
David. Honey, this isn't going to happen.
I'm scared, Catherine.
No, it's okay. I'm right here. I am going to take care of this.
But do you believe me?
Well, we have a lot of issues, David, but honesty isn't one of them, and that's why. I need to tell you that
what?
We are going to Camp David.
When?
Right now, honey.
No, there's no way. The Senate's going to vote on the pipeline bill, and I've got a plan.
You're kidding.
No. What? You know what this means to me and to the country. If that pipeline goes through, it'll be a disaster. Ecological, moral. We've worked so hard.
Listen to yourself and stop. Okay, stop for just 1 minute. 5 seconds ago, you were telling me the angel of death visited you, and Girl Scouts froze, and you're going to die. And now you're telling me you have to keep working?
I have to make things right before I go. And that means leaving behind a legacy that makes a difference. I need to know that I did this well, that people were served. That's the whole point of the job, isn't it? That's the reason why I decided to run again. I failed, Catherine. In the first 4 years, I failed. I did nothing.
No, your Senate wouldn't let you do anything, and it hurt your pride. So, that's it.
No, that's not
it. No, now I see this whole thing, this whole re-election decision, maybe even this breakdown.
I'm not having
it. It's because you think you're not a success, and you need that more than anything else.
That's not true.
Mr. President, I hate to interrupt, but we have a situation.
What is it?
The special guest you asked me to summon, well, she's here, but I don't know if the First Lady told you about Camp David.
Yes, she did, and I'm not going.
Okay. What do you want me to do with our special guest?
I want you to just tell her to wait downstairs in the motorcade.
The motorcade?
Yes, we're going to the Senate.
Why?
The vote on the pipeline starts in an hour. I want to be there in 20 minutes.
Okay.
Don't look at her. No, I know I know the two of you cooked up this Camp David thing, and I know you think you're doing what's best for me, but I'm still the president, and I've got some things to do. I hope someday you'll understand. Tell Jessup I'm on my way down.
Yes, sir.
Well, you're so good at that.
Yeah, well... What,
giving what? Orders.
Oh, Catherine, please.
Yeah, maybe the reason this job hasn't quite worked out for you, maybe the reason our marriage is a little rough, maybe the reason Lila's drifting away is because there are other qualities we need from you that you have just never mastered.
Well, like what?
Maybe you want to spend your last day figuring it out. I'll see you at the graduation.
Yeah. Oh, Catherine, I didn't want it to go... Oh, please, stop! Oh, look, here he is.
Boy, that didn't go well.
How much did you hear?
Enough. Listen, I'm no expert, but it seems like you have issues.
It seems like?
Are you going to follow her?
No, I'm going to the Senate.
What?
Yeah.
But I thought...
No. Wait a minute. You don't like the idea? I thought you'd be crazy about it.
No. I am, but I'm not sure this is the right choice.
Well, it may not be the right one, but it's the only one I can make right now.
And at that very moment, down in the drive, standing next to the motorcade, Jonathan and Susan are sharing their angst and a handful of Pepto-Bismol chewables. You know, the pink ones that turn your stool black? How does that work?
Someone just posted footage of POTUS talking to himself at a Piggly Wiggly.
Oh, God.
It looks like he's having a debate with Captain Crunch. Oh, man, the Speaker of the House just retweeted he's talking to the only person who can agree with him. It's the Ebola of tweets.
Oh, holy frickin' Rudy Giuliani. Just kill it, Jonathan. Kill it!
It's the highest trending meme on Twitter. Hashtag lunatic in chief.
Well, that's what he is. You know, one minute he's totally himself, the next he's talking to his imaginary friend.
Well, let's just hope his leprechaun doesn't want access to the nuclear codes.
No, here he comes.
What? Oh, yeah.
Jonathan, yeah. Do you have my speech for Lila's graduation? I'm going to have to go directly from Capitol Hill.
Yeah, right here, sir.
Thank you. Susan, we ready?
Yes, sir.
Dolinger know we're coming?
Not as far as I know.
Great.
I'm thinking I should cancel the press conference.
No, not a chance. No. Prepare two statements. One, if the pipeline goes forward, and one, if it doesn't. I have no idea how this thing's going to play out.
Yeah, I think there might be some more pressing questions concerning your health. What should I say?
My heart is going to stop beating at 1 second before midnight. Like it?
That's great, Mr. President. I can always count on your sense of humor in the middle of a crisis. Oh, shit.
And so we find the president and his entourage blazing through D.C. The convoy rolls up to entrance the Senate. The president charges into the halls of government and directly into... Senator Andrew Dolinger's office.
Mr. President, this is unexpected. I was just watching you at the Piggly Wiggly.
Yeah, it was fun. Did you know that milk is $5 a gallon? Come on, you're taking a walk.
I'm sorry, I can't. I got some...
No. It won't take long. It's just you and me. Let's go. The Commander-in-Chief is commanding.
Okay. Well, this is highly irregular.
Well, it's... that kind of day.
Sure we can't just meet in my office?
No. Nope. No leaks, no pressure from the outside.
You can trust me.
Yeah, well, I thought I could. In here.
This is a broom closet.
Yes, it is.
And there's a woman inside, wearing a cowboy hat.
Jessup, nobody comes in.
Yes, sir.
Senator Dolinger, this is Elizabeth Brightwater. She's a leader of the Oglala Lakota tribe based out of the Pine Ridge Reservation.
A pleasure to meet you, Elizabeth.
Wish I could say the same.
Mr. President, this feels like an ambush and it's a little tight in here.
The reason we're all here today...
is because I switched my vote. I knew you'd try something, but this is frankly weird.
Well, you can call it what you like, but I wanted you to look right in the eye of someone... who's going to be impacted by that pipeline that you're approving? Someone who represents... Well, Elizabeth, you can speak for yourself.
Senator Dolinger, do you have children?
I do. A boy 37 and a girl 6.
Senator, you seem to love your children. Do you teach them to tell the truth? To keep promises.
I see where this is going, I got it, but this is complicated, doggone it, and I don't like being bullied.
My people have been lied to so often by you that they have lost the ability to trust. They have been traumatized across generations, first by genocide and then through habitual theft. Can we begin a new story for our children?
Doggone it, you know I represent all the people of South Dakota and they need those jobs.
Yeah, those jobs can come from somewhere else.
Uh-huh. I know you're having a strange day, Mr. President, but if I have to choose between economics and racial reconciliation, I'll go with the practical every time.
Oh, you mean like satisfying the donors and the super PACs?
I'm sorry, Miss Brightwater, Mr. President. I have a committee meeting, then the floor vote.
That's what I'm up against. He'd much rather go to a committee meeting than actually solve a problem. I'm so sorry to have brought you all the way out here, Elizabeth.
No need to apologize. Turns out they're all the same. It's exactly what I expected. Thank you, Mr. President. Minnie Wiccioni. Water is life. If you'll... Excuse me.
You know something? I'm really confused.
Well, it was supposed to be different.
You know, when you said you needed the day to make things right, I gave you more time because of what you said about your wife and your daughter.
Yeah, well, it just might not be possible to make things right.
And then I find you working again. Everything that you said was a lie.
Can you leave me alone?
Your daughter resents you, and your wife...
No, will you stop?
Did you tell me the truth this morning?
Are you calling me a liar? No, you're in a fine position to judge me. Yeah, you lie to God. So kill me now. Go ahead. That's what you came here for. Kill me now. Go ahead.
Sir.
Kill me.
Sir.
Yes.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. I'm good. I'm not crazy.
I know, sir.
Lila's graduation. Mr. President, we need to get going.
Okay.
And off we go to Sidwell Friends School, where Catherine waits along with Jonathan, who's looking pale and slightly nauseated.
Is there any way to keep him from speaking here? I feel like this is political Russian roulette.
There's no way.
If you just get him to stick to the speech I wrote, we'll be okay.
I'll do my best.
Please, because I'm tasting bile.
Hello.
Hi.
This way, Mr. President.
How did it go?
Not well. No, they're going to pass the pipeline bill.
Oh, I am so sorry.
No, I'm sorry. That's not what I wanted today to be about. I need to try to be just here. Jessup, what's happening?
Well, all the graduates have to go through metal detectors and be patted down.
You're kidding.
No, sir. Not in the least. This is a high alert situation. We found 7 cans of silly string, 2 air horns, and 1 of those fart pillows.
Oh, well, a fart pillow. I'm sure you sent that kid straight to Gitmo. Seriously, Jessup, is there any way to just let them just be kids?
No, we can't take that chance. The dais is this way.
Lila was right.
About what?
I should have stayed away. Then none of this would have happened. And she could have had a normal graduation. I'm the problem here.
Oh, don't say that.
Right up these steps, sir. I'll be just to your left. Miss Kern and Mr. Novak will be in the front row, should you need them.
Thank you. Where did he go?
Who?
The guy. We had a moment in the...
Does he have a name?
You know, I never thought to ask. Oh, there he is.
Please, please, please stop nodding. There is no one there, David.
You can't see him. Only the person that he's come for can actually see him.
Okay, right. Well, people are watching, so you can't...
Oh, right. Yeah. I know you don't believe it. But either I'm losing my mind or I'm dying. Either way, it doesn't turn out well for me.
You're not going to die. I know that in my heart. But whatever happens today, I know this. You're only going to live this moment once. So for Lila's sake and for all of us, be here now. And please stop nodding.
Okay. I mean, I will.
Good afternoon, parents, friends, Mr. President, First Lady. I am Simon Vincent Sherwood, headmaster of Chidwell and Friends School, and that wasn't easy for me to say. It is now my pleasure to introduce this year's graduating class.